Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut. And in our eyes, usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
Get excited because this week we have our mom, Kathy, a.k.a. Gatto, a.k.a. Mama Bella, on the podcast to talk about Nikki and Artem's engagement.
And speak of the devil, my man Artem is back to host a hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bree, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
You know, I am honestly super excited. Like, I cannot wait to hear what mom has to say.
That means it's time for opening up. So let's pop that bottle. Today, we are so excited because we are opening up with our mother.
Hello.
We call her Mama Bella, Gigi, and we're opening up with her favorite drink, which is a craft beer, IPA. So cheers, Mama.
Cheers.
For being on the podcast with us today.
Oh, yes. I love to be here.
I know. We're so excited.
We knew that we had to bring you on because we were getting a lot of Twitter feedback, and people really wanted to hear your perspective of the engagement.
Ooh,
since Artem talked to you a lot about it. And, you know, we were like, we need to bring mom in.
Yeah. People want to hear what you think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hear the details.
Ooh, details. I'll probably have a lot to say.
That's good. Well, yeah. Tell us. Start.
Well, what part do you want me to start? Pre-engagement?
Well, yeah, I guess. Because Artem came to you, right?
Right. And he was so nervous.
I was standing
with me.
Right there. I saw him.
Yeah, he was really nervous.
Shaking. No, was he really?
Yeah, and which is funny. I always assumed I made people feel relaxed, but he was not relaxed. But it was so cute, and I just so appreciated it. And oh my gosh, I was so supportive of it. I was really excited. But then we had to not say anything to you, Nicole, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you talked at all about how he did it, but Bree, remember when we were walking with the people at the chateau and all of a sudden you saw his creative mind come out because he saw how they set the room up?
Yeah.
And you could tell he didn't like it, but he's such a nice person. He never wants to hurt anyone's feelings. But once he started to tell them what he really wanted and talk about his vision, I was like, okay, now I get why he choreographs and why he is such a great dancer, because he just did such great final touches to the room that made it so beautiful. And then I was like, thank God, because it for me to even say beforehand, I'm like, ah, this is okay, the room. And then what he did, didn't it transform it, Brie?
Transformed it. Because we all kind of walked in and we were like, oh no. Like, because what they walked us first through, like almost a storage area. So there was all these chairs.
Yeah.
And all three of us were kind of like, and then we walked into the room. We were all like, okay. But Artem was like, well, this needs to change. Yeah. It was really cool to see.
It just needed the details because it was a, remember, Nicole, it's a pretty large room.
Yeah, very large room.
So there was a lot to do in that room.
During the day.
Yeah.
So much sunlight in there. Think of all the windows.
Yeah.
So everything was just so bright. And I feel like that kind of made us look at it differently because I will say castles are prettier at night. Mm-hmm. Well, some are prettier during the day. I felt like that one was really pretty at night.
It was beautiful at night. What happens is when they're not lived in 100% of the time, they become cold.
Yeah.
Just because it is cold in there.
Right.
It was freezing.
I know.
Right. But then it just transformed into this beautiful setting.
Oh, I love that. And we were saying how cute his speech was after. Oh. Well, Brie was laughing about it, but
I thought it was
when we came back down for dinner.
Wait, when you quoted Wedding Crashers?
Are you still sure he quoted Wedding Crashers?
JJ and Lauren said it was like word for word.
Yeah, but he didn't know that. What I will say is I love when there's like an English barrier, when someone's first language isn't English, and I love to hear them speak because it becomes so like innocent. Mm-hmm. Some of the transformations of words. I mean, English is our first language and we still screw it up. But it was so, Artem was so cute.
So cute.
And it was just, you knew he meant every word, even if he did quote Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Well, Brie and I, because we've been watching all the episodes for Total Bellas and editing, we laugh quite a bit at Artem's green screens because he uses the wrong words. They sound similar of what the right word is. Like, what was the recent one? He kept saying stirring, but he meant another word.
I think he kept saying stirring the pot, but he was coming from a positive place.
Well, he does that a lot.
It was awesome.
I mean, think of when he proposed to me. It was like, when you came into my life, you turned it upside down. I'm like, I don't think that's a good thing, but that's okay. No, but he just gets words wrong, and it's really cute.
It's so good.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't change. I'd love it.
I'll admit, I don't correct him.
Good, because I love it.
I love it, too. And I'm like, that's probably messed up.
Well, wait. Do you not correct him because you're confused yourself?
I knew she was going to say that. No, because majority of the time I know, but I like it.
Okay.
It's really cute.
Wow. What I loved is when Nicole posted about the engagement and when you said, how'd you state it? Like he loves my crazy or he, did something it? About.
That sounds very Nicole.
Like the crazy side of you. And I'm like, yeah, because it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, see, I felt like mine was so generic, but think I still had the flu and I was in bed. And then when Artem posted, which maybe that's what he put in there. His was so heartfelt and romantic. So everyone's like, oh, wow, look at Artem pours his heart out. Nicole's just like, been hiding since November. Here it is. Happy New Year.
No, first of all, I'm sure that was one comment. I feel like yours was very heartfelt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't pour my heart out. And like, I'll be honest.
You don't need to.
Yeah, with Artem, I don't pour my heart out on social because anytime I post Artem, everyone wants to mention my ex. Not everyone. A lot of people do, or they give him hate. So I just don't really do a lot of that with Artem to protect him, which
sucks. But
aren't
Instagram pictures are supposed to say 1,000 words? Exactly. So your pictures say 1,000 words.
I should just maybe stop with captions in general.
Right. And you show enough PDA, you and Artem, on Insta that you don't need to worry about adding any verbiage.
Well, everyone thinks Brian and I are like separated because I never post them. And I'm like constantly have to remind people, my husband hates social media. If I take a random picture with Brian, he will be like, what's that for? And if I say social media, oof, like I'll get the wrath.
Really?
It's so funny. You posted one, I think, last week. And it was so cute of the family.
Cute.
I can see why people think it's the Brie and Birdie show.
I know.
But everyone understands Brian too. Yeah. And I love Brian also.
So mom, I have a question to ask you, and this is going to really put you on the spot, especially in front of Nicole.
Thanks.
But do you feel like Artem proposing to Nicole in France was too soon?
So this is what I will say and how I'll answer this question. And I don't mind being put on the spot. I'm always put on the spot. But when we caught wind of it, Brie, I was thinking that way. I was thinking, is this too soon? Nicole, I was wondering if you were going to say yes. Right?
So was he, I guess.
Yeah.
So was I.
And I was worried. But once I saw you two after, no question.
Right.
It wasn't too soon.
And this is how I feel too. Like, I'm like you, Mom. Like, I definitely thought it was too soon. And I just know Nicole and what she's going through. And I'm like, I don't think she's going to say yes. I think it's too much for her. But when I see you guys together, I feel like it's normal now. Like, it seems almost like...
Like, yeah. We've been married for 5 years?
Definitely not. Definitely no marriage vibes at all. But that, like, you know, engaged
no marriage
couple.
Vibes.
Yeah.
When?
I'll let you know when I start seeing that.
Or it looks like
you guys are you guys are married. But now I feel like, okay, I get it. But definitely, I was worried going to France. I'm like, oh gosh, this is going to be dramatic.
Well, I said yes.
Thank God.
I know.
Could you imagine his parents being there and she said no?
I know. And also, I'm really curious, and I know our listeners are too, because I don't think anyone's heard from you, but what did you think about meeting Artem's parents?
Oh, yeah.
Artem's parents are great, but wasn't it interesting? They speak no English.
I know.
So that was the tough part. But how much does Artem look like his dad?
I feel like he looks like his mom.
Artem?
See, I feel like his dad.
Were you on the same trip?
Yes.
He looks exactly like his father, and his brother looks exactly like the mother. And
he has his mom's identical eyes and nose.
No.
He has the dad's head shape and like kind of profile. Look at pictures. It will trip you out.
Maybe
identical nose and eyes.
Okay, I'll go look at some more. But right now I say he looks like his dad.
His dad reminded me of a Russian De Niro.
For sure.
Yeah, and his personality.
Oh, yeah, so De Niro.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But, and then his mom's so sweet.
Yeah.
And
so
was,
sweet.
It's... It just makes me want to be Artem's mom here for her. Like, that's what I told her when she left. I said, don't worry, you know, I'll take care of him in the States. But they were so warm. And I guess even though we all didn't speak the same language, poor Artem was exhausted translating, but I still felt like there was a great connection.
Yeah.
I agree. She thought you were so beautiful, too. You remember she kept saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she's
so
did.
Sweet. That was really nice. But so I wonder what they think of getting Nicole as a daughter-in-law.
Well, you know what's going to be really fun to watch is on Total Bellas, think we get to see everything they were talking about in subtitles. So we'll finally get to know their their side conversation.
I didn't even think about that.
You know,
girl, I can't wait to edit that episode to know what they were saying on the side.
You know who Artem's dad got a kick out of?
JJ.
100%. Loved, wanted to sit by JJ, and JJ was so cute with him.
Yeah.
There was a connection there.
I was laughing because when we did our last day in Paris for Brie and I's birthday, how Artem's parents go to him and go, no more drinking. We can't. We're done. We won't survive. I'm like, oh, I guess that's what the Bella fam does to people.
Oh, gosh.
We're hard to hang with.
Should we be proud of that?
Well, seriously.
Why not?
You go to France on a wine tasting tour, alcohol is going to be involved.
I mean,
100%.
Morning till night.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. But in our defense, their alcohol percentage is a lot lower than United States.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we really could keep going.
Yeah.
Always so justifying. Good.
Yeah, like the Energizer Bunny.
I knew we were meant to live in France.
Going, honestly. Yeah.
But we didn't get wasted. We just enjoyed great wine with our meals.
I think you did one night.
One night?
I think our brother, IG, storied your fun little dance.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
We
need to make sure that makes total
sense. Okay,
balance.
And you know how you two justify everything?
Yeah.
I'm going to justify it. You guys didn't want to go out, so you made me go out with them.
I know. I do feel bad. I threw you to JJ.
And he knows how to hook you.
Yeah, he does.
He always
fun.
Knows. Yeah. He is fun.
Well, you know what? There's something else really exciting to talk about, which you two have been on this train forever and I have not. But once I saw Champagne Gate trending and I saw what it was, I had to watch.
So,
so this season of The Bachelor.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I love train wrecks. And they got a couple good ones.
Yeah, they
season.
Have.
Well, I think we could call them more hot messes. And we don't know what they were going through in the moment.
Excuse me. I'm a reality star who constantly gets judged for my life. And I understand what alcohol does to us. So, no, I can say train wrecks because I've been called it, too. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
I do love The Bachelor. You know, I watch all seasons, but I can't think of the girl's name, but his first date, and she's from the Midwest. She played basketball. I love her. I think she's going to be in the final two, probably.
What does she look like?
Long, dark hair, tiny. She went to the date where the parents renewed the vows, and I could get a lot of heat for this, But I want Hannah B. and Peter back together.
What?
What?
I love Hannah B.
Now, I didn't watch Hannah's season, but I did watch episode two. So I do see the chemistry, but this is the thing. She didn't pick him.
She broke his heart.
She denied him.
Yeah, but
so chemistry or not, that's hard to get over.
No, but they had the best chemistry on the show.
Then why
on
didn't she pick him?
I will say they did. Like, remember I told you all the time, I'm like, the pilot's going to win.
Yeah.
And when she didn't pick him, I'm like, wait, right.
Who was it that she picked?
But here's the thing. I mean, we all make mistakes or you go through things and things break up and you find someone new and they had chemistry and they can find their way back to each other. That's just what I want. Although there's a couple girls on this season that I really like, but they focus on the train wrecks at the beginning. But
there makes it so fun. Me, who was never a viewer, I literally tuned in for the champagne.
I mean, the fact that the girl with the whole champagne situation was awesome and hilarious. But then her saying, well, I guess what did you say? I won't be a classy bitch right now. And then when she took the
She never was a classy
I mean, you can't
bitch.
Even write that. You can't even write how that all went down.
Face. It was too good.
And the best is I can't wait for episode three because they're still fighting over the champagne bottle.
I know.
I want to say just come join Bella Brains and like you guys could battle out for that Dom P.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about that too is that when you watch the episode before Peter sits her down to just say, hey, you called the other girl a bitch or whatever. Before that, she goes, and I haven't even cried today. And then Peter's like, can I talk to you? And you're just like, wow, like crying. It's so freaking funny.
Oh my God.
Well, and can we all talk about the fashion blogger when he put her up on the table making out with her? And what was she doing with her feet?
Oh my gosh. Feet just,
she's
so
a cute
bad.
Girl, though.
She is so cute, but
I wonder, is she
why didn't
my
she
girl?
Wrap them around him or let him dangle? She looked so all the stiff memes. And uncomfortable.
Did you see all the memes?
No.
The bad witch from Wizard of Oz when the house falls under and how her feet are. Yeah. So they were all doing the comparison.
But I will
so
tell
good.
You this. I will tell you this. If this is what I love about Hannah B., if that would have been her, she would have owned that shit and she would post the picture.
Totally.
Right? That's
she
what I have. Love about her.
Do you
her.
Think she's going to come back later in the season?
I think there's something going on because, you know, there's this guy that is notorious for calling it. He must like follow The Bachelor around and he knows who the final two are. He nails it every season who's going to get picked. He can't do it this season. So there is something up.
I wonder.
Wow. I hope it's Hannah B., but who knows? If not, I hope it's the basketball girl.
I will say when Hannah B. did come back, Peter was wrecked. Like you could tell he couldn't
still,
focus.
He is for sure so still in love. And yeah. I didn't even watch their seasons. But just seeing how wrecked he was during all that, I was like, oh, this guy's still madly in love with her, but he's hurt by her.
He admits it. You know, I watched the interview with Entertainment Tonight between
Hannah and him.
No, Peter, the gal from Entertainment Tonight, and Chris Harrison. Oh, but needless to say, he owns it. And he goes, and I felt bad. I didn't expect to feel that way. But when she walked in the room, I was like, holy crap. And so... Wow. I mean, it is what it is. You can't
They're
deny
They're meant
it.
To be.
I think they are, but who knows? Or the little basketball girl. I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't know who I'm rooting for. I was rooting for just
I'm rooting
chaos.
For the hot mess because I need to be entertained even more.
Yeah.
Every week. She better stick around for a while.
Okay, wait. Real quick, though. I have a Bachelorette little fangirl moment.
Oh, what? Yeah. I heard about this at workout.
Right. What? So JoJo, so she had her season, JoJo and Jordan Rogers. So I love them. So I follow them on Instagram and I saw in her Insta story, she posted about NordaTrack and her trainer, the trainer she uses, John Pills in the background.
No way.
So I responded to the story and said, there's my trainer, John Peel. You should give him a try. And she responded. So when we were training with John the other day, I said, John, I said, JoJo responded to me.
That is
Mom,
so
like,
cute.
Big highlight of mom's year.
I love
2020
JoJo.
Is already going great for mom.
Thank
JoJo
you,
responded.
JoJo. That is amazing. It.
All right, you guys. So what we're really saying is if you're not watching The Bachelor, you're missing out on all the fun chaos. So you need to start watching because I have a feeling we're going to start talking about it a lot on here.
And I don't even watch it, but I'm now hooked this season. All right, everyone. Well, now it's time for a brand new debate segment, Heel or Babyface. Mom, you going to stick around for it?
I'd love to.
All right. We'd love to get your opinion. But first, we're going to take a quick break.
Wow. Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome back to our new segment, Heel or Babyface.
In the wrestling world, heels are the bad guys and babyfaces are the good guys.
Each week, we're going to be the pop culture referees to determine if someone was being a heel or a babyface.
Okay, so this week we're debating Meghan Markle and Prince Harry because they have stepped down as senior royals.
Ooh.
So are they heels for abandoning their royal duty or baby faces for venturing out on their own and protecting their family's privacy?
This is a hard one.
Mom, are you ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I'll admit, I was thinking about this and for a while, I have felt kind of torn because I feel like the way that they decided to make the announcement, I felt was kind of heelish in a way because I feel like it should have been a private family matter first and the fact that they didn't tell the queen, and the queen has done so much for them. And just keeping tradition alive and keeping their family, you know, together and having a roof over their head. Well, a castle. But mm-hmm. I feel bad for the queen. In that way. Now, we all don't know the exact details. We never will. But then when I think this situation and I go back and forth, I'm like, okay, well, maybe Meghan and Harry are the baby faces in this situation. I think Britain will see it as heels, and I think us in the U.S. see it as baby faces. But I'm going to let you guys discuss a little bit, and I'm going to jump back in because there are some things.
So you're torn, so you don't know what you feel.
I'm torn because I feel like Meghan knew what she was getting herself into. Like, you know, if you're marrying a royal, they know all their duties. And I feel like when she made the vows that day that she got married in Westminster Abbey, like you did the whole royal wedding. So you knew you were marrying into the royal family and what comes with that.
And I can now, only imagine the tax paying money for that wedding.
Exactly. So for me, I have to struggle with headlines all the time. Now, I don't have a Princess Diana situation, so I understand where Harry comes from, how that could be very scarring. So for me, you know, that's where it was difficult. But then I also see, like, maybe sometimes you get into a situation and you regret it. You're like, I don't know if this is for me, and I don't know if I want to live this the rest of my life. So that makes me then feel bad. Right. I think there's so much we don't know, so it's hard for me to say, like, heel or babyface. Do I think it's amazing that they want to be on their own and provide their own money? I do. But then when you see all the details, and sometimes you don't know what to believe with the media, like them buying all the trademarks months in advance before they made the announcement, the whole footage of him hustling the Disney guy for her to get the Disney voiceover, and like, was she the next day flying to the U.S. to do the Disney voiceover? Sometimes that stuff rubs me the wrong way, because I'm so loyal to my family. And the reason why I didn't get married is I knew maybe what was going to come with that. And I knew that I wasn't ready to accept my vows and everything to go with it. So I didn't go along with that. To me, that was the brave decision, but I don't know.
So I look at the situation. They announced on Instagram that they were stepping down, did not tell the family. Did not tell anyone. Right. They went to Instagram. You're a heel. Heels. I find it disrespectful. I find it rude. I work with my family. We've done Total Bellas forever. Every single family member has put their lives on a reality show. If I wrote on Instagram, I am stepping away from Total Bellas, I think that would be so unfair to everyone in the Bella fam.
Well, we could lose the show because of you.
100%. And I would never do that because I love everyone so much. Do I understand how hard it is to put your lives in front of the public eye? 100%. Because we constantly get judged. And unfortunately, social media tends to have more of a negative outlook on all of us, whoever you are. And I do look at the royals and I'm like, dang, they live in a fishbowl. Constantly being looked at. They constantly have to be on. I can only imagine how exhausting that is. And I feel so bad for Meghan, because I know how aggressive headlines can be, and it hurts. No matter what, it hurts. And the stuff they have said, it is out of line. But at the same time, the way they did it to me is so heelish. It's like the way a heel just cheat in a match and they just come out of nowhere and you're like, what? I don't like it. Literally, the way they did it made everyone go against them. If they would have talked to the family, it could have been done differently. I think the world would have felt different about their situation.
Right.
It was the way they did it.
Well, and then when you have the Prime Minister of Canada come out and say that we will pay for their security, then I'm confused of what they really wanted to do. By stepping away, I thought it was to become fully independent.
Right. Well, I'm actually really curious to hear, Mom.
Yeah, because I think there was a reason they came out on Instagram. I can't believe nothing was said prior to. I can't believe no one had a hint of this. So if truly they blindsided everyone on Instagram, they were pissed about something.
Yeah.
Something
supposedly
happened.
They did, though, blindside everyone.
Well, so they say. So everyone says. So I see both sides, like Nicole. I feel bad for the queen. That's a hard friggin' life. Right. And Meghan's had, I mean, they have not been kind to her. So honestly, I'm really proud of them. I think it takes a lot of balls to do that. Yeah. And I think it's cool. I really like them as a couple. It's not like they're going over like we want to raise our own money and still not giving, because they are both very giving people. So being raised in a family business, and this is on such a minute scale, mm-hmm. but being raised in a family business and deciding not to be part of it because it wasn't for me, you know, even
you
though
didn't go to social media,
they didn't have social media.
You didn't get married in Westminster Abbey.
I never told.
You talked to your dad about it.
No, I just knew I didn't want to be there. And I didn't have like this lengthy discussion. It just happened. And I knew I didn't want to stay in the Imperial Valley. I wanted to go to a bigger city. But at the end of the day, you have one life to live. Live it the way you want. Who cares what people think?
But there's something about Meghan from the beginning that's rubbed me the wrong way for some reason.
I love
now,
her.
There's things I like about her. And I do think the one thing I'll never take away from her, I think she's very giving. And she does a lot for charity, which you just have to applaud someone who's like that. But there's something that makes me feel like she's a status jumper. I don't know why. I just get that from her. But maybe it's because I read too much of the headlines.
What was the worst headline about her? Because I went and Googled all the headlines
What do you think mom was giving us headline?
I don't think there was a
about how she held her baby bump weird.
That's strange, but that all those little things add up big, right? That's what I think. I think people analyzed everything she did and she wasn't used to it. And she had a lot of rules just by look at the difference in how she dresses. Every time she came out in the UK, it was a dress. I mean, she was dressed conservatively. You know that it's like, this is how we dress. This is how you have to be portrayed. Now in Canada, she is doing her charity work and she's dressed casual and she's herself. She wasn't herself over there.
But she knew what she was signing up for again. I guess for me, like, you know, a lot of people saw the situation with Paige this past week with one of our bosses slut shaming her on a massive interview. Paige has had to deal with so many headlines of slut shaming, of videos being bullying. I mean, the comments to her, I get where that makes you want to run and hide. When I compare that to seeing what the headlines are, Meghan Markle from Daily Mail. Daily Mail writes about Arnim and I.
And Paige didn't run and hide.
Paige didn't run and hide. She's a strong woman. She fights for what she believes in. She got women behind her. And we're trying to make a change at WWE, truly for equality. I'm trying to figure out what was so bad. I get like every week, oh, I can't win with the UK. Give it time. Win over the Brits. Well, I felt like she...
The UK was hard on Kate too, right?
Well, but when you... this was the thing I saw. When you compare the headlines, they're more cruel to Meghan. Like yeah. Kate held her bump beautifully. Meghan held it weird, which... When you see the photos, right. I get where it looks weird, but still, I've never had a baby bump, so why be negative? So I see the difference. To me, I know a lot of people, you know, say it's racist. I think, too, what a part of it is, it's just that she's American in the UK.
100%.
That's
and
what
it
is.
And an actress.
I
never thought
and
about
an
it.
Actress. Right. I think that rubbed UK
yeah,
wrong,
she's just,
too.
She's not royalty. So I think that's where she was treated differently. But I wanted to see Meghan fight. Like, yeah. be but that American that was something great in the UK and made a change.
Made
not,
a difference.
Not take Harry and run.
Well, it's not running. I think she's, and she didn't come back to America, but I think,
she can't.
I think yeah. the huge thing is she is like, this is the life I want, and I don't have to play in by the rules other people give me. I don't have to be who everyone else wants me to be.
Right.
I'm okay with myself. No one knows what someone's going through in their silent battle.
Oh,
you don't,
I agree.
Right? So everyone wants to make a judgment call on someone by what they hear through the press. And I just think that's a very unfair. And good for them that, you know what? They've got one life to live. Do what you want.
But right. you also have one voice. And I wish the story would have been this. Meghan was so bothered. She went to the Queen. She said, look, I can't do this anymore. I just can't. This is what I want. Publicly, they all are together. They do it. The way it was done to me is still so heelish. And I guarantee someone wrote those words. I guarantee it wasn't them. And it was just posted on their Instagram. I feel like that's cowardly and they're healed.
I still think there was a reason for that.
Well, and I agree with both mom and Brie. But this is the one thing I do remember before she got married, that she agreed to delete Instagram, agreed to never act again. She agreed on all these things becoming a royal. So yet again, why I say she knew what she was getting herself into. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, I want to be back in Hollywood. I don't like Daily Mail's headlines. And then that's where I'm so torn on heel or baby face.
I'm not torn because
I get if she never knew what she was getting herself into. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I didn't sign up for this, but she signed up for it.
Yeah, but signing up for it and living it is two different things. You know, and anything you sign up to, whether it's a partnership, whether it's a business deal, whether it's a marriage, you are allowed to change your mind.
And I agree with that, but I guess I agree with Brie where I maybe first publicly they should be like, you know what? You guys are pushing us away from this country, from the royals. How you bully us, we don't want to be here anymore. And unless this changes, we are leaving. Give everyone the opportunity to be like, whoa, we're bullies. We need to change this.
Right.
Let's make this for the better good. I guess that's my fight is they had a platform and an opportunity to create change, to promote anti-bullying, and they didn't do that. Instead, they've caused so much more controversy that has made people almost more judgmental when they could have taken
an opportunity to truly create change for the positive. Yeah. But they didn't take it that way.
I would think there's a lot of people that feel like I do. Like,
I feel like all the Americans feel like you and all the Brits feel like they're the heels. And I see both sides because UK, it's their tax money. They know what they've done for Meghan and Harry so far. And they feel, you have to know that not the all of Great Britain is writing the headlines. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that took her in and loved her and embraced her. So I think UK feels betrayed. So I see where they see the heels and they love their queen.
Yeah. And I love everything about royalty. Oh my God. Daydream about it. But on the flip side, there's a lot of positive that Meghan did in the UK. You know what people are upset about? The fairy tale. The fairy tale's not the fairy tale anymore, and people are sad about it. And you know what? Yeah. Get over it. Let them live their life. You know,
I think what makes me the most upset, I don't care about the fairy tale. She tore Harry away from his family.
He can get on a flight.
I think he's going to regret it one day.
I do too.
It's not as easy for the royals. They never get to go back
in. Remember Harry the entire time growing up? Harry's always been that person.
Oh, I agree.
He's always been the rebel. I love it. That's why he is the most popular in the royal family.
Right.
And it's because he's got a rebel attitude.
I'm more of a William girl. I don't know.
I'm Harry all the way.
All I know is they better do a season of this on The Crown. And Netflix will see their ratings go even higher because we will all watch.
Will Meghan play herself? Who knows?
She'll do the voiceover.
All right, you guys. So obviously, Brie is saying they're heels in this situation. Mama Bella is saying they are baby faces. And Nicole, we're not clear about you. We need to know.
Thank God I showed up.
Honestly.
Shoot.
You guys got to give us one.
But I'm still torn.
Hey, listen, I think in real life, their baby faces, I think the way they did everything was heelish. So,
you know what? I kind of like Brie's answer. I do find them both baby faces, but I think how everything was handled is definitely
Yeah, but I don't think you guys are going to do
Long baby. Live the queen.
Baby face slash heel.
No. So this is what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to post a poll on our IG stories, and we want you guys to vote. Harry and Meghan Markle and their situation. Are they heels or are they baby faces? And we can't wait to see whose side you are on.
Baby face.
That is right. And now it's time for
Kill Rumor. Were you going to sing with me, Nicole?
You know, I thought about it and then I forgot that I can't hit your high note.
You want to try it?
No. There are nasty rumors out there. We're going to kill them in a segment we like to call
Kill a Rumor.
Oh, I've really missed the sound of that.
Me too.
All right, everyone. This week's rumor, it's coming from Brie and I's interview with Kevin Hart on his YouTube show called Cold as Balls. Everyone started headlining Nikki Bella is caddy in the locker room.
What?
Okay. First of all, Kevin Hart had asked us, does it ever get catty in the locker room? Brie and I both, by the way, responded saying, yeah, you know, of course, when it deals with money and TV time, there's cattiness. It was such a very like...
It was such a throwaway line that you said.
Yeah. And I think I even said in any industry, it always creates cattiness. All of a sudden, which I don't know if they're mainly wrestling headlines or what, they're saying Nikki Bella admits being catty in the locker room. It's like, 100, where do you guys get this?
It's 100% wrestling headlines because they always attack you and I. We could never do anything right in their eyes, which is fine by me. But when I saw some of those headlines, I was like, geez.
These headlines
not only love to talk about Nikki and I, but just like we'll find anything to get clicks. Like, guys, come on.
Yeah. So, that's not true. And I got to kill another quick rumor so I could do a double samurai.
Whoa.
Two.
Yeah, because there's a lot of headlines and they just popped up on my feed about why Nikki Bella isn't wearing her engagement ring.
Why aren't you?
Oh, well, maybe when Artem comes and hosts Bella Brains, we could ask him. But he has not gotten my ring back yet from the jeweler.
But tell everybody why. You're the high maintenance one in this situation.
I am not high maintenance. Not only did I need to get my ring size, but I had them reset it. They weren't showing off the diamond correctly.
So my sister walks in there, you guys, and was like, well, so this is actually how I'd like it to look. And I will say you were right.
I
and
was
the guy
right.
said you were right too.
So it takes a few weeks to do
but
that.
But when she did this, it was right before Christmas Eve and all the holidays and people were going out of town. So she's been on weeks delay.
Yeah.
Which, let me tell you something. As a woman, we want to wear our diamonds.
So we wear it every day.
She's been suffering.
I want to wear it. All right. So double smack to both those rumors.
This was a double drop kick.
Yeah. No cattiness. My engagement ring is coming. There's no secret story that no one knows. Artem and I are doing great. So see your rumors. You both have been officially killed.
That's right. And guess what, you guys? It's time for our favorite segment. We just love it so much. Dear Bellas. But first, a quick break.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bellas, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That's right. And here's today's question.
Hi, Bellas. My name's Emily, and I was just calling because I also work with my sister. We're not twins, but we're pretty close. Both of us are really, really different, though. And I know that you guys work together, and I was just wondering how you guys kind of manage separating personal from business and, you know, if you ever get in fights regarding business and how you overcome it or what your best strategy is for working together. Thanks so much.
Ooh, Emily, that's a great question.
Great question, Emily.
And, you know, it's funny because we've had other siblings ask us this too, because I have to say there is a lot that goes into working with your sibling or any family member, actually. But I will say, Nicole and I, it's taken us a while, but we have definitely figured out how we really have to separate our business from our personal. It used to all be mixed in together. And also doing a reality show, it's like, yeah, that's a business, but at the same time, we're putting our personal lives out there. So it's hard not to judge each other or constantly want to give each other advice. And we just both always have to look at each other and be like, agree to disagree. We live life differently. We look at things differently. So we always have to kind of look at each other and say that. But when it comes to business, my mom made us take an assessment test because she owns a recruiting firm. And it showed that my sister's drive is stronger than mine. And my sister doesn't mind if there's 24 hours in a day. If she needs to use 20 hours for work, she'll do it. Where mine showed that there's 24 hours in the day, then I want to work 10 hours of the day. And I want to give some just to like myself. And we constantly have to remind each other of that. That, you know, there's times we've gotten in huge fights in business, but I need to decompress. I sometimes have to step away from the chaos, or I literally just, I get overwhelmed. And when I get overwhelmed, I shut down. And then if Nicole's on me, it makes me want to shut down even more. And then it takes me even longer to come out. So we both have just really had to
learn that Nicole just is more aggressive when it comes to the business world, which works. It's great. She stays more on our business partners about stuff. But me, I don't mind doing all the little other things, especially if I'm by myself and I'm doing them in my office. And I will work really, really hard, but I need time to just step away and just eat a meal, look at the sky and the trees, just take a breather. So that the assessment test definitely helped her and I realize how to be business partners, which was great. Right, Nicole?
I agree. And Emily, I want you to know, like, we still at times struggle through it. Like, just because we have figured out a plan doesn't mean that we still have those moments where we get into fights, bringing personal into business. So I want you to know that if it still happens with you and your sister, you're not alone. It still happens to Bree and I. You just need to figure out a way of, okay, how do we get through this and move on so it doesn't affect our business? And that's where we realized it's hard for both of us to say, I'm sorry, but we have learned that we need to sit and talk, just say why we both felt disrespected, say we're sorry and move on. So I hope our advice has helped and you and your sister keep rocking your business as well as just loving each other.
That's exactly right. Love how you say it, sister.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So if you want a chance to hear from us, give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS.
Now it's time for
Bella Brains.
This week, Bella Brains is hosted by my man, dancer, foodie, builder extraordinaire, Artem Shugvintsev.
I really wish you pronounced my name correctly because it's not Shugvintsev. It's not it's CH, the Shugvintsev.
I like Chicago.
And just think, like, this is like your fiance. Chicago.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, really, Nicole? Well,
I think it's time
to get it right. But anyway, always glad to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show where we keep the score to see who has the stronger Bella Brains.
Yes, we're keeping track of who wins each week. And the first person to 5 wins a donation to their favorite charity paid for by the loser. The current score is 0-3, Bree in the lead.
That's right.
Ooh, I'm really so excited. It's time for
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Okay, who's leaving the room first?
I'm going to leave. I'll leave you here with Bree.
Okay.
I'm feeling smart today, Artem.
Let's see if this will help. Okay. So for this week, Bella Brains, I'm going to ask a question about infamous royal family.
Whoa! I feel like I know so much about him right now.
Well, I mean, you watch Crown, so I guess it should be easy for you. Okay, the question number one. How old is the mighty Queen Elizabeth II?
Oh, how many guesses do I get, Artem?
Pretty much one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's not that hard. Yeah.
What is she, 97?
That is incorrect. Should I give 3 guesses?
Let's do 3.
Fine. Okay. We'll do 3 guesses.
Okay. 93?
That is correct.
Yes.
Yes. Queen Elizabeth is 93 years old. Question number 2. Flashy diamonds and tiaras are not allowed to be worn during the day. At what time do the royal women get to ditch their hats and put their tiaras on? 5, 6, 7, or 8 p.m.?
7 p.m.
That is incorrect. Okay, question number 3. Where do several members of the royal family currently live? Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace, Windsor Castle.
Oh my gosh. I mean, back in the day, it was Buckingham Palace. I'm going to say Buckingham Palace.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Windsor Castle, huh?
That is incorrect.
What? Kensington?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, really quick. What time of day do they get to wear it?
Oh, 6 p.m.
Gosh, that's weird.
I know, right? I didn't know that too.
I wonder if they all rush and go put them on. So, Artem, what you're saying is I got 1 out of 3, right?
1 out of 3, yeah. Yeah.
This is awful.
It's pretty good.
I feel like I should have known Kensington. Damn it. Okay.
I know, it's a very tricky question, but we'll see if Nicole guesses more than one.
Hopefully she doesn't. I'll go grab her.
Okay. She's obsessed with royals, so be careful. All right, and Nicole is back. So, this week I'm going to ask you about the mighty, the infamous royal family.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Okay, question number one. How old is Queen Elizabeth II? Mm. We have three guesses.
95.
That is incorrect.
91.
That is incorrect.
90.
That is incorrect.
She's 93.
Oh,
you guessed it?
Yes.
We get it. You're on a roll.
All right. Question number two. Flashy diamonds and tiaras are not allowed to be worn during the day. At what time do the royal women get to ditch their hats and put their tiaras on? 5, 6, 7, or 8 p.m.?
Well, I mean, the saying goes, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So I'm going to say 5 p.m.
That is incorrect.
It's 6?
It's 6 p.m.
I was going to say 6.
Well, you
said
should
6.
Have.
No, I actually got it wrong. I said 7. I thought dinner
I
time.
Was literally going to say 6 p.m., but then I thought it'd be fun to make a happy hour joke.
Aw, that's so sad. All right, so the question number three. Where do several members of the royal family currently live? Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace, or Windsor Castle?
Kensington Palace.
That is correct.
Damn. You didn't know that?
Oh.
But it's like knowing if she's 93.
Well, when I've been watching The Crown, they all were living at Buckingham Palace.
But they talk about Kensington Palace all the time in the tabloids.
I know.
Anyways.
All right. 1-1. That is a tiebreaker question.
6 p.m.
But you did
not made a joke.
All right. So the next question is, I'd say... Should probably give you one guess.
Yeah, we just yell it out, right?
Yeah, whoever says first. How many children does Queen Elizabeth II have?
3. 4.
It is 4.
What?
Yes!
I won again.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so 4-0, Breeze in the lead.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Nicole, what happened?
Whatever. Anyways, join us again next week for another edition of Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains. Aw, thank you, Arta, for hosting Bella Brains.
Now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from at AlexisBabyX3. She writes, "How is your book coming along? I can't wait to read it. Love you both. Hashtag Bella's Podcast." Actually, this question is perfect because Nikki and I were just in LA shooting the cover of our book.
What? We wanted to put up photos, but they said we had to wait for the reveal.
Exactly. So we're actually coming towards the end. We're just finished our first big edit for our book, and we're looking to add a couple other things in there. Actually, I'm going to remind my sister right now, you forgot to send a couple pictures yesterday. You got to jump on
that. I thought
about
that last night.
You got to jump on it now. But we're doing all the little touches and actually doing your book shoots. Well, I'll tell you something that was really funny is our stylist, Natalie, is just insane. And she had these Dolce & Gabbana suits.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who left with one?
I had to buy it, you guys. It was so iconic looking.
So she bought the suit that she wore on the cover. But the pictures came out amazing. I was a little nervous at first for myself. I kind of wasn't feeling picture worthy that day.
Yeah.
But the pictures came out great. We worked with this insane team.
Oh, they were so good. By insane, you guys, Brie always means great.
Yes.
Amazing.
I don't know if that's a West Coast thing,
yes.
But yes. But Nicole and I are excited because you're going to hear a lot of stories that no one's ever heard of us before. We really dive deep into our lives. And actually, this season, A Total Bellas that goes on air in April, you're going to really see us talk a lot about the book because we have to start talking to family members being like, is this okay? Is this okay? And but we're excited.
Real. So thank you, Alexis, so much for your question. And that's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, and thank you, Mama Bella, for joining us. It's always such a special treat to have your mother on your podcast.
Oh, it really is. And make sure to vote for the winner of this week's Heel or Babyface on Instagram.
Tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
Special thanks to my Artem for being an amazing Bella Brains host.
Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.